Hello, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans. We are in Romans chapter 1, and I just want to read verses 1 through 3 again, and we'll come back and comment. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We'll stop there. Last time we spoke about how that God had good news, and it was concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we skipped over verse 2, because verse 2 is a parenthetical statement. Now let's look at verse 2. It reads this, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Now we just saw in verse 1 that God had good news, and in verse 3 it's concerning his Son. And right in between that, Paul makes reference to Holy Scriptures. And what are these Holy Scriptures? Well, in my opinion, they are a reference to the Old Testament, Genesis through Malachi in our Bibles. Paul says here that this gospel is something that he promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. And we're going to see in Romans references to the Old Testament. In Romans chapter 4, we're going to see Abraham. That is a reference to justification by faith. Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. That's Genesis chapter 15. But also we see throughout Paul's ministry him constantly referring to the Old Testament scriptures. For instance, in Acts chapter 24, verse 14, Paul says this, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, notice that, notice who uses the term heresy. It's usually the religious folks calling you a heretic. So worship I the God of my fathers. Paul worshiped the God of his fathers in a way that was considered heresy to religious people. And what was his worship? Believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. First of all, notice how worship and believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets go together. Worship is always based on revelation, and revelation is God's written word. Once somebody abandons the written word of God as the only and final standard for the believer, he has missed the mark. So often today, people talk about being led by God's Spirit. And if they say that and they do not believe that the Scriptures are the final authority for truth, then they are being led by a different spirit. I'll let you decide and think about maybe what that spirit is. And so Paul references the Old Testament Scriptures. He believed them. He believed every part of them. We also read in Acts chapter 26, verses 22 and 23 this. Paul says, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. And what are those things, Paul? Verse 23, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. So truly Paul can say in Romans 1 that God's good news was concerning his Son, and he spoke about it all through the Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures, speaking of somebody who would come and die and bring salvation. Of course, the Old Testament didn't bring out all the details and didn't expand on them the way Paul is going to in this letter, but we do see throughout the Old Testament God pointing forward to a day when he would send somebody, his own Son, who would die and bring glorious things to his people. And this is one of the main thrusts of the Old Testament. And in Luke 24, verse 27, the Lord Jesus says this, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. All the scriptures. Paul believed all the scriptures, and all the scriptures speak about the person and work of God's beloved Son. The scriptures say that in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Christ, all of God's purposes and plans are fulfilled. Paul gloried in the scriptures, and may we believe all the scriptures as Paul does. In order to believe them first, you got to know them, and you got to read them. And so friends, read the scriptures, believe God, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.